Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. So we got a short list of topics here, but they're meaty topics.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I think the meatiest of them all for you and I are the Flash and Arrow finales.
Mid-season finales.
And let's not forget S.H.I.E.L.D. too.
Yeah, even though we'd like to.
I dare say that S.H.I.E.L.D. is growing on me a little bit. Let's talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. last.
Yes, please, because...
Let's spend the least amount of time with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So, let's start off with... since we start off with Flash, we'll start off with Flash.
All right.
How about that? That guy in a yellow suit.
Guy in the actual name of the episode was the man in the yellow suit.
Yep. It still hasn't been fully resolved.
No.
But do we think Harrison Wells is Reverse Flash?
It has been confirmed.
It is confirmed?
It is confirmed.
Okay. Who confirmed it and when?
It was confirmed. A lot of people confirmed it.
Okay.
It's been like out there.
It was confirmed after the show aired.
Okay. Yeah, after. Way after.
I'm sure I didn't miss something.
Yeah, no, they were just like, yep.
Okay.
But there's still, you know, there's still...
Interesting.
There's still a lot of questions. I mean, first off, it was just... The episode in general is just awesome.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, I feel like...
The ring, when you saw the ring, it was like, oh my god. I was watching it with my kids, I'm like, it's the ring!
And I know, that's my first thing. I'm like...
What does that mean, Dad?
It's the ring!
I'm trying to explain to him, well, Barry used to have his ring, his costume in his ring, and they're looking at me like I'm talking another language.
One ring to control us all.
Yep. Yeah,
I think everybody would jump with that one. I think that's why they did it.
Yeah, it was a nice touch.
It really was, and the one thing that I really liked about it that it squashed the entire task force before it really got started.
Yes, I'm really glad about that as well.
I was like rolling my eyes, like, oh god, not here we go again with another stupid task force going against the, you know, trying.
Yeah, I was happy about that too.
That just got squashed immediately, and I was like, thank you.
And I think what one of your theories is confirmed here, that he, of who his identity is.
Mm-hmm. Eddie.
Yes. When he stopped right in front of Eddie.
Yeah, he just stopped in front of Eddie, didn't do anything to Eddie.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. Is that character Zoom, or is he Professor Zoom? I'm calling on your expertise here. I don't know which one he is.
Yeah, this is where it gets tricky. It's just like, Zoom was somebody who was obsessed with the Flash.
Right.
And
well, it looks like he is.
Yeah. But in a different way. It's just, you know, he thought the Flash was, typical, you know, let's go up against, go after the hero type thing. But it's just, you know, Eddie is, it's definitely a play on words on Ichabod Thane.
Yeah.
Because it's Eddie Thane. So it is possible that he might be a descendant. But they could also go for the two Zoom route.
Okay.
Let's get to the big thing already. Let's just get it out there so we can actually talk normal.
Okay.
It was revealed that Harrison Wells is the man in the yellow suit. He is Zoom.
Well, as they call him on the show, which... Reverse Flash.
Reverse Flash, yeah. He is Reverse Flash. That has been confirmed. We did see that at the very end.
Yeah.
Now there's like all kinds of other theories and things.
What is his motivation then? Is he mad at Flash? Does he want Flash to succeed? What is Wells' motivation here?
This is why I think I'm going for the two Flash theory.
Okay.
Two Zoom theory, I should say. Whereas Harrison Wells is playing the criminologist from Geoff Johns' run.
Yes.
Who ends up becoming Zoom, who was obsessed with making Flash a better hero.
Okay.
That's what I think Wells is supposed to be.
Okay.
Hunter Zolomon is the character's name.
Okay.
I think Eddie might end up becoming the, you know, so-called Professor Zoom just because he's with Iris. And I think that the love thing is out there, but the unspoken thing between Iris and Barry is out there. Maybe she starts to get more interested in Barry.
Okay.
He becomes a jealous boyfriend. The jealousy leads to somehow him gaining superpowers.
Okay.
And then he becomes Professor Zoom.
Okay. I'll buy that. I'm down with that.
So that's my theory so far. I mean, they really haven't explained, like, you know, we saw even though Wells is Reverse Flash, somehow the Reverse Flash kicked the crap out of him. So, like, how the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Yeah. And from what they showed at the end, it doesn't seem like he's linked in. I got the impression that he's not linked into the, he doesn't have powers himself, that they're all in the suit.
But what about, did you see the images people pulled off that it looked like his face was healing?
I think that was a trick of the camera. I don't think.
It was fair enough. I wasn't sure. I thought that could have been a possibility as well.
Yeah, that, I mean, I watched that scene several
times. And actually, that, if he doesn't have powers, it kind of makes sense because it does look like he's charging the suit at the end. Interesting. What do you make of what Sisko said about the red energy signature being there when the mom died?
A lot of people are theorizing it, and I kind of agree with this theory that Barry was a couple steps behind of Zoom.
Okay.
And he's the one who ends up saving Barry as a kid.
Okay. But so Barry has traveled back in time with Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, it's, you know.
God, this is really, I hope they not only drag this out, but they do this well.
Yeah. It's,
this is really good stuff.
I mean, it's just like, now it's kind of soap opera-ish. I don't want to say it's soap opera-ish, but it's just, it's got that thing where, you know, like, the hero's working for the villain, and the villain, the hero's got no clue what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's,
I know.
They do that a lot in soap operas, badly.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying they're doing it badly here.
Yeah, I know. What was your take on Firestorm?
I need to see more. I don't like it's.
The effects were a little cheesy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
The head thing especially was just like, oh my God. It just.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah, it's just, he needs that mask type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
To pull off the effect a lot better, I think. I think if it looked like that and it just didn't look like his hair, that effect just really took me out of it.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, you know, it's just, you know, Stephen Amell, and what is his name?
That's Robbie.
Robbie, yeah. He's released a picture.
But a tiny one.
A tiny one, but it does look like it's, looks like it's kind of like a long coat that he's wearing with the symbol on it.
Yeah, it does.
But, you know, it's, you know, I'm still kind of wait and see. He seems a little, some people have theorized that, you know, the Matrix isn't complete because it's always been considered, you know, the Firestorm Matrix. Because we still know that, you know, Professor Stein's going to show up.
Right.
And we still know that Jason Roche is going to show up.
Yes.
So how it all goes together is going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
But I really do hope they do a little better with the effects. It's just the fire thing out of his hands, you know, that didn't bother me. The hair just looked horrible.
Yeah, it didn't work.
It didn't work. It just looked cheesy. It really did. So they got to improve upon that somehow. I don't know how. You know, give him the mask, you know, the helmet type thing, whatever the heck it is he wears. Yeah. And then, so this way his head's like cut away, but it's just, that so did not work.
Nah, it was a little cheesy.
And it's just, I'm sorry, Robbie does not look good with short, long hair either.
They'll clean him up once they get, whatever his arc is supposed to be, they'll clean him up.
Right. And right now it just seems like he's just has flame-based powers, not the transmutation powers.
Yeah. It should be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, other than the hair effect, I think I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I can't wrap my head around what Wells' motivation is.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, that's why
I like it. I like not knowing, but man.
That's why I still think he's supposed to be like Hunter's own, you know, where he's supposed to be like making Flash a better hero.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see.
You know, it's interesting because you're trying to figure out how he pulled off getting beat up by the suit.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is two Flashes, interesting. I don't know, Brian.
Yeah, but the suit did look like it was, it didn't look like a limp suit, so maybe the suit was on remote control.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, and it goes back to what you said, that it's, if it's a powered suit, it doesn't need Wells to be in it.
Right. Because it doesn't explain the reason why, you know, again, it just goes back to, you know, stabbing Simon Staggs instead of using superpowers.
Right. And I liked the how they ran through the stadium. That was very clever. The fight between them was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Now, in the comics, does Zoom have it over Barry like he does in the show?
No.
Or Barry can outwit him?
Yeah, Barry always does.
Okay.
He's got too much ego.
Okay.
It wasn't until, it wasn't until John's brought him back where he got a little bit more powerful, but it was about it.
Yeah, and then the whole New 52 thing.
Oh, God.
That brings that in. But whatever.
Yeah.
So then we can move on to Arrow. I didn't see Arrow live. I finished watching it before we started watching our show here. My son just ruined it all for me because I was at a Christmas party. I came over to the Christmas party. He's like, "Oh my God, Dad!"
I have confirmation from Mark Guggenheim because, as I always do, I always tweet him during the episodes.
Yes,
it is an homage to the first, well, not the first, but the famous sword battle. Their first battle between Batman and Ra's al Ghul in Batman 244.
Wow.
It is an homage. That has been confirmed by Mark Guggenheim himself.
That's cool.
I thought that was way cool.
Yeah.
It was a good episode. I'm not too sure how I feel about the Thea not remembering crap thing. It's just like, okay, she's a psychopath, but she doesn't remember anything.
I don't know, man. I'm not buying it. Especially when Ollie came in there and confronted her and said about that gang. And then when Ollie came back as Ollie and totally lied, I'm not buying it either.
No, it's, but Merlin, what a scumbag.
Yeah, he totally said, well, we might as well just talk about it. When Ollie dies.
Yeah.
And
well, Ollie gets stabbed.
Roz beats him, and I think that Ollie could have put a little bit more effort into beating or fighting him than he did. I mean, Roz, from the beginning, had his goddamn number.
Yeah.
And the way Ollie was talking through the show, man, he had more confidence in the show than he, you know, and then he really got his ass kicked.
He really did, and it's just, Roz just handed his ass
to him. Handed it to him.
And, you know, unarmed man, it's just...
And I like how he said to him, "I'll just take both of yours. You don't have any blades, huh? I'll just take both yours."
God, what a badass.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, that also shows us that, you know, he's really not... Ollie really isn't this, you know, like that much of a Batman. Because Batman would have kicked his ass.
Yeah.
You know, that's Batman. This is Arrow.
So... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it was a good episode. And the reason I don't think, a lot of people are theorizing that, you know, we're going to see the Lazarus pit and stuff, but I don't know, it's just, he wasn't stabbed in the heart, he was stabbed right in the abdomen. It's still possible to live through that. I've seen other shows, you know, people get worse and live through that.
Yeah.
So, plus, he ain't going to kill off your main character.
Well, that's one of the things that's been said is, and Mel has been teasing that is, along with the whole Batman theme, that Arrow is more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
Can be more than one person. So, did you catch anything on when he will be coming back as Arrow? Because the way he was saying it, he might not be back right away as Arrow.
I missed that part.
Yeah, he tweeted out some pictures and he said, like, I'm paraphrasing, that Arrow is is more than one person, or it's a team hour, whatever, however he stated it.
Right.
And it made it seem like he might not be back for a couple episodes. So I'm wondering if how they handle it, if Roy cannot step up and be Arrow.
No.
So that should be interesting.
I think we're going to see a very stressed out Roy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Roy's already on edge, and I just think this is, you know, this ain't going to help him whatsoever.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm seeing so many theories on the internet. Lazarus Pit. We're going to find out Tommy Merlin's alive. It's going to be the best friend. It was going to, you know, the Japanese guy was there. He's going to be the one who saves them.
Well, that's what I was thinking, that maybe he was the one that was going to come back and help him.
I mean, all we do know is we saw a picture of him lying there off a cliff, on the side of a cliff. And
right,
you saw,
and that was but that was a big cliff drop, too.
Yeah, and then you saw another body. You saw somebody walk up in the frame. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much about it, so it could be anybody.
Right.
And, you know, it's, you know, they may keep him out of commission for, you know, a couple episodes, which would be fine. You know, it makes
I would like to see that. I would like to see them two or three episodes and then trying to figure out, you know, what happened in Starling City.
Yeah,
how those guys cope with it, what they, you know.
Are they going to go for revenge? What are they going to do?
Right.
You know, and, you know, meanwhile, you're going to have to see, it's going to push Palmer to step up.
Yes. What do you think of all that?
I don't think it's going to shrink. I don't see the suit shrinking.
So well, then what's the point of having the suit?
I think it's going to be like a battle suit, like an Iron Man type.
You think?
I'm thinking.
I hope not. That's the point of being Adam, is to shrink.
Yeah, I know, but this is a different world and stuff. And,
whatever.
You know, it's just, they're trying to keep things a little grounded.
I know.
I mean, this would have made more sense if DC would have allowed them to, you know, him to be like he's supposed to be, Ted Kord.
Yeah.
It would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah. Then it makes sense not to have him shrinking.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta sometimes separate the comic mind from, you know, the what's going on TV mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, you know, the battle, so again, it makes more sense for it to be Ted Kord than that Ray Palmer.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is who they had to work, you know, this is what they, you know, right. They had to work with. They had to work around what they could. You know, I don't hate it. I find it interesting. Damn, I just want the show to start again.
I know, 3 weeks, man.
God!
Actually, I think it's more like a month. Yeah, I'm telling you.
God!
So then there's S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, we can tie this into another story that we want to talk about. The word Inhumans has not been used on that show.
They have not dropped the word Inhumans. They have dropped the word Kree, but, it, you know, with history, it's the Inhumans are tied to the Kree.
Right. But this is the direction they're heading.
This is the direction they're heading. We finally found out that Sky is actually Daisy Johnson, a.k.a. Quake.
Right.
Another fucking Bendis character they had to introduce.
And I believe you called it on Facebook while it was going on.
Yep. And then, you know, it's, which makes her father, they called him Cal, which is Calvin Zabo, who is mm-hmm. also known as Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back now, I could see why, you know, he was a little bit of like Mr. Hyde, little nuts and stuff, but without the fucking superpowers.
Yeah.
It's just like, and then, you know, let's kill off, this is what they did. They killed off, you know, they have one black guy, a zombie, they kill off the other black guy, and now Blair Underwood is going to be in the next upcoming arc as the replacement black guy.
Okay. But he hasn't been named as a character.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, yeah.
Again, a brand new character.
Okay.
Again, this is what pisses me off about S.H.I.E.L.D. He's going to be playing May's ex-husband. Some name I've never heard of. Again, it's just like, can you take from the comic books already? This is what I fucking can't. And of course, you try and say something about it on the Marvel fan page, and it's just like, everybody jumps down your fucking throat.
Well, listen, when you got two other DC shows that are phenomenal.
Yeah.
You got S.H.I.E.L.D., which I said earlier, I'm starting to turn on. It's still nowhere near the other two.
No, I mean, I'm still watching it just staying.
We can talk. So we can at least talk about it when we talk about it.
God, it is just so bad, and you know, it just nothing was answered really.
No, it wasn't. And there aren't many characters that are very likable in that show.
No, I hate them all.
It's not that they're, to me, it's not that they can't be likable. I just don't really care about them for some reason.
I don't care about any of them. First off, Clark Gregg cannot act. He plays the same character in everything he's ever done.
Yeah.
And then making up a new name for him to begin with, stupidest fucking idea.
What name did he make up?
There is no Coulson. There is now.
Okay.
There is now because, you know, Marvel emulating the fucking movies all the goddamn time.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
They couldn't call him, like, you know, one of the 50, you know, popular names of, right. You know, okay. Of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
I got you.
And obviously you didn't want to use any of the Halloween Commandos because, you know, they want to set those in the 50s.
Right.
But still, Jesus, really? Coulson, and then, you know, they make up all these new agents. I don't care for any of these characters.
Yeah.
You want to improve this show? Kill them all and start brand new.
I don't think that's going to happen.
And fuck Steranko if he doesn't like it, but use his goddamn characters. Seriously, I care nothing about these characters. I have been trying, but I just don't feel anything for these characters whatsoever.
Yeah.
They're just...
They're very flat. That's for me. That's what it is.
Yeah,
flat.
They're uninteresting. It's just I don't care.
Well, so what the illusion is, or yeah, I think illusion is with the Inhumans and how it translates into the comics / the next Age of Ultron movie is that Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, has it been confirmed they are not mutants anymore? Or is that speculation?
It is now speculation. No, actually, that was announced at Comic-Con.
That they're not mutants anymore.
Yeah, that they're going to make them non-mutant.
And Magneto is not, which means Magneto is not their father.
Is not their father, which is, really?
So, they're going to make them inhuman.
They're going to make them inhuman, yeah.
Yes.
It's just, this is fucking ridiculous.
The inhuman push really, again, I've said it so many times. I am not the biggest X-Men fan.
No.
I wasn't growing up, blah, blah, blah. But the Inhumans are not the X-Men.
No, they are not.
And I don't know.
This is Disney's way of fucking over Fox. And there's another thing you don't talk about on boards. It's just like, I said something and everybody's like, well, the problem is Fox, the problem is Fox, the problem is Fox. I'm like, no, the problem isn't Fox. Fox is making money. Why in fuck's name would they want to sell it?
Yeah.
And quite honestly, Days of Future Past was a decent film.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. I liked it.
Yeah.
Listen, if they're hit on the property right, what does it matter? Everybody makes money, everybody's happy.
Yeah, it's, you know,
it's got to be personal. Somebody annoyed somebody in somebody's camp.
Yeah, it's obviously, I'm sorry, a lot of people say, you know, Disney isn't to blame. Well, yeah, Disney is to blame, because if Disney wasn't to blame, then we would have had more merchandising for Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
We would have had a toy line from Hasbro. We would have had a shit from that. But no, yeah. we didn't get crap.
Nothing.
We got minis. Nothing.
Yeah, minis.
And yeah, we got Mini Mates and we got Hot Toys. So you can either go, you know, I love Mini Mates and I love Hot Toys, but I can't afford Hot Toys. You know, I would like to have a 6-inch figure.
Yeah, 6-inch line.
Yeah, Fox isn't at fault here.
Yeah,
Fox. You know, Fox has a contract. They're honoring their contract. They don't want to sell back. So you know, in retaliation, Disney's being a bunch of dicks.
It is weird.
But it's just like, you know, now that they're no longer children of Magneto, what does that make, you know, Lorna Dane?
I don't know, man.
Because they just retconned her, and it's like, all this shit is just like...
It's unraveling so much history, and I don't know. Why not just reboot it all?
It's a fucking retcon. They don't want to admit it's a retcon, and it's just...
Oh, it is. It definitely is.
It's like, why fuck with it?
So they can put Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in Age of Ultron and say they're not mutants.
And
it's a dirty word.
Yeah, they call them miracles instead.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, here's the thing. Here's a better name for them. Do you remember that old one when Alex Ross first got popular?
Marvels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what a writer Kurt Buswick referred to them as.
What, Marvels?
Marvels.
I like that. That's a good idea.
He did that to tie it into the company, too. Yeah, I think it's a better, it sounds a lot better than Miracles.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to say Mutants, fine. Don't call them Miracles. It's this fucking dumbass name. You know, yeah. I like the name Marvels better.
Marvels is better.
You know, other writers have also called them Marvels. I know Marvels Project, which was written by Brubaker, he also referred to them as Marvels. You know, I'd be down with that, this Miracle shit. I'm just so goddamn tired of Marvel. I really am.
Well, listen, don't be tired of it before we talk about Sony and Spider-Man.
Oh, God.
With the, everybody knows about the Sony hack of the zillions of gigs of information that's been leaked out onto the internet.
Yeah, and some of it was just so lovely. I mean, it's, people are up in arms because, you know, the executive's salary was posted online. I'm sorry, they make too fucking much, too fucking bad.
Yeah, well, not only that, but some of the things that you think are intercompany and are never meant for public consumption come out is pretty bad. Like, when you're talking about actors, that's bad.
This is why you don't write shit down sometimes,
but I think about it, it probably happens all the time. You talk about customers internally at your job. It's never meant to get out beyond, you know, you and whoever you're corresponding and whatever. It turns out Marvel/Disney has been talking with Sony, or had been talking with Sony about Spider-Man appearing in Civil War, correct?
I think so, yeah.
And apparently the negotiations broke down at some point. I don't know over what. But with this hack going on and Sony's state of flux, and as it turns out, people outside of the movie division within Sony were not happy with how the Sony movie division was handling Spider-Man. They wanted Marvel to work with Marvel with Spider-Man. So it looks like they could be back at the table talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah, but unfortunately the talk right now is it's like, this is the talk, it's just Marvel's opinion, well, it's really not even Marvel anymore, it's Disney's opinion, is it's like all or nothing. You give us the rights back or that's it.
Yeah, and then part of it, Garfield would be recast, Spider-Man would be recast. And
why?
I don't know, I don't see that as necessary.
No.
I liked Andrew Garfield, I liked him in both movies, he was a great Spider-Man. He was a good Peter Parker. I don't know.
I like him.
I like him too.
I really feel Peter Parker is there. I feel like the Peter, you know, the Parker luck is there when I look at him.
Yeah.
I think he does a lot better job than McGuire does. I feel like he's so uptight and so feels like the weight of the world is on his shoulders when he's Parker. And, you know, Spider-Man is this outlet for him, and he just really comes across very well, and he does a great job.
If the problem, if people's problem are with the stories, that's one thing about, you know, his parents, that whole thing, that whole espionage thing, you know, okay, that's fine, but that has nothing to do with how Andrew Garfield played the character.
No, and, you know, the espionage shit, if you really want to get technical, it's his parents were spies.
Yeah.
You know, it's even worse than what we saw in the films. I'm sorry. Yeah. The fact that they took on they were killed by this communist Red Skull. And, you know, they've saved the world several times, went up against AIM and Hydra. I mean, I find that a little more goofy than what we're seeing now.
Right.
You know, I like the fact that, you know, Ben Parker is a scientist. Or not Richard Parker, not Ben. Yeah. But it's just, I'm saying, why would they want to get rid of Garfield?
I don't know. It doesn't make much sense. And there was a couple of rumors that I don't know what the length of these rumors were that about bringing Tobey Maguire back. And God damn, I hope that does not happen.
God, and I know some Marvel fans hate Garfield because they say he's too emo. I'm like,
did they say he's too emo? Did they see that last Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man 3? Maguire was fucking emo that whole time.
Please, have they read anything about the 60 years of the character? He is emo. He doesn't dress emo.
Right.
But he is an emo type.
Like, he dressed emo in that movie.
I don't know what the hell Raimi was thinking, but that was definitely a Raimi film.
Yeah, you know, I like him. I like his movies, but that wasn't really out there.
I'd rather watch Army of Darkness.
Exactly.
Yeah, Spider-Man was just like, why did we have a dance number in this? Yeah.
I don't know. Between Maguire and Kirsten Dunst, I don't know. To me, they had no chemistry whatsoever.
No.
And he played an okay Peter Parker. I think his Spider-Man was not nearly snippy, quippy, fun enough.
He didn't even want to be in the costume. They kept taking his mask off.
Keep the mask on.
That was one of my problems with the first one with Andrew.
Yeah, Garfield.
Garfield, thank you, yes. But in the second one, it was on for most of the time. They learned, and they kept it, and he was okay with it.
So one of the things I read, now, none of this is confirmed, that if they were to work something out, Spidey could be still in Civil War. It would just be more or less a cameo. He may have two lines. But it would be a way of working him into the Marvel Universe.
So it could just be just like the book, which was so good.
What, Civil War?
Oh, God, what a piece of crap.
He is the focus of Civil War. I still haven't read it yet, but he supposedly is the focus of it.
So no, he's not the focus of it, though.
He's not. Okay.
Everybody likes to think he is, but he's not.
They wrote the script for the movie, they obviously didn't have Spider-Man to whatever part he played in it. They didn't have him.
Pretty much, Spider-Man came clean, and then somehow Tony Stark was able to get him to admit his identity to the entire world, which goes up against everything Peter Parker is about.
Yeah, but he got that bitchin' suit.
He kept his identity secret because he was so neurotic about someone else in his family being killed.
Yeah.
Why would he go public like that?
Yep. Out of character.
Everything was out of character in that storyline. And yet everybody loves it. Again, another thing, you can't talk to Marvel people about.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about Grant Morrison?
Oh, can we please?
Do you want to talk about with that new Multiversity book?
I don't even know where to begin with that, on how it's ending. The ending is just... I read that...
Right. What makes you more mad? Disney owning Marvel or Grant Morrison?
God, I don't know.
What annoys you more?
What doesn't annoy me? Let's narrow that down, okay?
So go ahead. What were you saying? How are they ending it?
I don't know.
But they, listen, you're right. I'm not sure myself, but they are saying that when this whole convergence thing happens in April of next year, the three weekly titles will end, Batman Forever.
But that's not the Grant Morrison thing.
No, but it all ties together. The three weeklies end. And the Grant Morrison Multiversity thing tie together into Convergence.
But what doesn't make any sense is this, like...
The whole thing doesn't make any sense.
The description was just like, the heroes only have one place to look, towards the Ultra Comics. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We gotta break down this wall again? People just, oh my God, the blind love of Grant Morrison. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
They say it's like, it's an homage to, the Silver Age. No, an homage to the Silver Age was to be tell unknown stories about the Silver Age and not fuck with it.
I have no idea, man. And I really, it doesn't make me happy that this multiversity is going to lead into Convergence because I'm not following it and I refuse to.
God, please.
So I feel like I'm going to be missing a big part of it. Come April, I will read the Wikipedia page about multiversity to find out what happened.
Oh God. It's, I'm already seeing on one of the other comic sites that they already had a conversation with Morrison to describe exactly what was going on, and I'm just like, oh my God, again, if you need to bring the writer in to revisit this and explain to people.
But they are coming out with that one book that's supposed to explain everything that you and I committed to we're going to read. I forget, it was like the Cliff Notes of Multiversity. I forget the title. It's not Cliff Notes. But that's supposed to be coming out. And we'll read that one and try and figure out what the hell's going on.
We will.
Yes, we will.
You holding me to this?
I'll send you some notes. But speaking of things that stink, what do you make of this Krypton show that's being bandied about?
Oh, my God. I blame Gotham. I'm sorry.
Do you really? You think so?
I do.
Do you remember when Man of Steel came out, around the time Man of Steel came out, or while it was being made, Russell Crowe made some sort of comment about, not a show, but stories from Krypton being told? Do you remember anything about that?
No,
okay.
This, you know, it's not the first time they've tried to do the unknown stories of Krypton.
Yes.
You know, I got no problem with that. All right, fine. Unknown stories of Krypton. All right, fine. Whatever. But it's just, I'm just so worried this is just going to be like Gotham is, and it's just like how many Superman myths. I want to see how they're going to work Lois Lane into this. Okay.
Because from what I saw, it was going to be like his grandfather.
They'll still figure out a way to work her in here.
That would be sad. I don't know. I am a big Superman fan. I have no interest in this show whatsoever.
It's ridiculous. It really is. It's just like,
do we know what Krypton we're talking about here? Are we talking about Christopher Reeve's era Krypton? Are we talking Krypton from Man of Steel?
I don't know.
No?
Again, it's just like, it's going to be a sci-fi show about Krypton. And how many nods are we going to have in here?
I don't know.
What do we know? It's going to be about his grandfather.
Yes.
Who I don't know too much about. He has been mentioned in some origin stories.
Okay.
Are
we going to see the Krypton of Man of Steel?
I don't know.
They have a fancy logo.
Are we going to see Private Zod?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, I know what we can talk about, and we really should cover this one. Teen Titans.
Yes.
Teen Titans and confirmation that Dick Grayson is going to be in that show.
You know what worries me more?
What?
That it's in production. The tweet came from Geoff Johns, which you know that means he's got his hand in it.
Yes, and what worries you? Specifically,
have you read anything by Geoff Johns?
Oh, I thought you were gonna make some sort of specific comment.
No, I just think he's gonna fuck it up all royally. It was funny because my kid is really into Teen Titans Go from the Teen Titans cartoon. Yeah. So I started thinking like, okay, we know the team is gonna be Nightwing, Cyborg, Beast Boy, Starfire, and Raven. I think.
Okay.
Are they gonna give us the cartoon version of Starfire, or are we going to actually get the warrior sex pot?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because here's the problem. They go with the cartoon version, I get pissed off.
Yeah.
They go with the warrior sex pot, America gets pissed off.
Yeah.
Because it's just, again, you know, people are just like, you know, when they did that, you know, Red Hood and the Outlaws, you know, everybody was, you know, people were complaining are the ones who were comparing her to the cartoon version. I'm like, this is not Starfire.
And none of them read the book.
No, none of them read the book. I went back and reread the book, and I do see to a point, they did have a point with the way she was pretty much like, yeah, I don't care, let's go have sex, Roy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, yeah, she is coming across as kind of a dipshit and a victim and shit like that. I see your point there, but to compare it to the cartoon is comparing it to apples and oranges.
Yeah.
And they really made her a wholesome dipshit in the cartoon. In the comic, she's a little naive. She's a sex bot. She's free with, you know, she's very comfortable with her sexuality. She's not sleeping around because she's very passionate about her emotions. She just dresses very provocatively.
Yeah.
She doesn't bang anybody on, you know, anybody.
Pretty new 52.
Yeah, this is pre-New 52 Starfire. This is the original one from Wolfman and Perez.
Yes.
She's not, you know, she looks like a sexpot. She dresses like a sexpot. She's got the attitude of fucking Wolverine. And she doesn't bang every guy in town.
Yeah.
She's a very, her alien race is very big on emotions. So when you don't do it until you're really in love. Which, you know, fine, all right, yeah, you know, I don't have a problem with that, but, you know, so many people just were shouting out crap and didn't realize anything, you know.
Again, not even reading the book.
Right, but are they going to make her the sex bot?
I don't know.
Or are they going to make her the dipshit?
Maybe somewhere in between.
Yeah.
They got to tone down. What station's running it? What channel?
TNT.
Interesting. I could see them doing something in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, she's gotta have the warrior thing. I'm sorry. The costume can be a little, I don't think they need to have so much cleavage.
Yeah.
But she can't be as wholesome as the cartoon character.
Agreed.
That's my biggest fear, you know.
Well, I have a question for you, but before I get to my question,
mm-hmm.
Is it going to be Robin or is it Nightwing?
Nightwing.
Okay. So then here's my question for you. With this edict that no Superman, no Batman talk, how are they going to do the show?
No. Again, I don't know. I don't understand this.
I can't even say Gotham City.
It's, I posted it.
My mentor.
Even the description says it's Nightwing leaving Batman. It doesn't make any sense. How come, you know, you've got three shows that have this edict?
I don't know. It's weird, man. I say people read those comics all the time, know that they're different stories. Have a Superman-Batman for the TV universe. Have a Superman-Batman for the cinematic universe.
Or just link them together. Pick one.
Well, they're not doing that, and they can't do that now.
No.
Well, Gotham ruins all that.
Yeah, Gotham.
Even though they have not stated when Gotham takes place.
Yeah, it's just they're walking around. They're driving cars from the 70s. They got flip phones.
Flip phones. So they've left it, you know, open enough. I don't know.
Yeah, we really haven't seen too much computer stuff.
No.
In Gotham, to be honest with you. We haven't seen really any really high-tech criminals. Or anybody do anything high-tech.
Yeah, they have ATMs.
Yeah.
So I guess if it's in the 80s.
But still, it's just, you know, it's like,
There's no flip phones in the 80s.
No.
If it takes place in the 90s, then how old is he supposed to be?
Yeah, but why are the cars all from the 70s?
Gotham is... Stuff takes place. Maybe Gotham is in South America.
I don't know.
We're just trying to figure it out, man.
It's just...
That is why they can't tie it all together, is because of this freaking Gotham. Whatever.
You got Constantine way off to the left.
Yeah.
Which I think is coming to an end soon.
Yeah, today, that didn't officially get canceled, right?
No, again, still on the bubble, but it's,
still, yeah.
You know, it's, I think next week is the...
The Telltale?
Yeah, I think so.
Swan Song.
Mid-season finale, as they call it.
When did they start this whole mid-season finale thing?
Years ago. It just got annoying.
Yeah.
Just call it a break. I think back on, like, some shows, like, you know, fucking Breaking Bad, it's just, like, a year break, and they still call this season four, and I'm like, no. If you're off for a year, that's season four. And season five! Call this, you know, freaking seasons.
Well, we can wrap up with this. What do you think about Mark Hamill coming back as Trickster on Flash? On the new Flash?
I'm not too sure yet.
Yeah, I'm really not. I don't know. I'm sure he's out, man.
You know, this is the one time I really think it's... I think this is bad casting.
I think I want to agree with you.
It's...
I know you've seen the picture. How horrible is that costume he's wearing?
That's the old costume.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But that was
how is that acceptable so many years ago? It's terrible.
I as much as I hate the character, I really don't. I'm a James Jesse fan.
Yeah.
The original Trickster. I really hate this Kid Axel. I really, oh God, I'm going to hate myself for saying this. I really hate Axel. I really do. I think they need to go with a punk kid. I really do. They need to go with someone about Barry's age. A punk
ass. Well, not with Mark Hamill, that's for sure.
No, they need to go with a punk ass kid, named Axel, as much as I hate to say it.
Well, I think I'd rather see that than, listen, I'm as much a Mark Hamill fan as anybody, and I want to see that guy working, but I don't know. I get what, it's kind of like Gotham cramming so much mythos into their show. Like, these shows now are cramming so much of the old show into the new show. Listen, okay, I like the nods, but it's enough now,
Yeah.
We knew there was an old Flash show on there. That's cool.
There was a picture that was released, though it does look like it was photoshopped, of Wesley dressed in his Flash costume standing next to Grant Gustin. And for some reason, it just kind of looks a little photoshopped to me.
Oh, I think it is photoshopped.
It is?
Yeah, I think I saw that one.
Someone said, it made it seem like it was real, but I'm like looking at it like, nah.
Yeah, I think I saw it. It's not a real one.
Sharp's costume just looked too grainy in the picture.
Yeah.
And
his costume, man, is like red velvet.
Yeah. Bulky red velvet.
Yes.
Back in the day where they thought everybody needed to dress like Michael Keaton to be a hero.
Yo, did you see Michael Keaton lately?
I gotta see that film, Birdman.
He looks pretty good, man.
That film Birdman is pretty much a story of his life, and it's like up for like 7 Golden Globes. I'm like, damn, now I definitely have to see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either.
He's pretty much, an actor who played a Batman type character who can't get another role, and I'm like, oh my God, life imitates art.
Yeah.
And the thing I love about it is Keaton's like, yeah, no problem, I'll do it. He knows it. He knows it's pretty much about his own life, and he's got no problem with that.
Did you see what he said about Batman?
No.
And he said something to the effect that he's Batman and he doesn't bother him, Christian Bale or...
Oh, God. Get over yourself, dude.
Yeah, I gave him some credit for that, to be that confident in himself. Listen, there is that whole resurgence. I can't get over it. How much people... First it was Batman 66, now it's Batman 89. They had that NECA figure out there.
Well, it's the 25th anniversary, that's why.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah, it's NECA's doing that toupee, the figure and.
Yeah.
Speaking of figures, did you get the animated Batman figures from DC Collectibles?
I got Batman next week or this week coming up.
Yep.
I'm getting Mr. Freeze.
You've seen what's been going on with those, right?
What do you mean?
A lot of people I've seen a lot of shots of those falling apart. And
broken. I have seen those, yes.
Arms, joints. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. They are, I don't know the stories about them, but they are tightly packed in those packages.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're a little hard to get out. And if you use a little bit too much enthusiasm, you could break something.
But I'm hearing from, people are just trying to pose the figures and they break.
I don't know. I really didn't do much with mine. I did open them up. I did change it. It's kind of cool. It comes with two different capes.
Mm-hmm.
One that is flowing and the one that's kind of over his shoulders.
Right.
So I changed the cape and that was it. And then I didn't pose them or anything. I was a little afraid to. So I don't know if they're having some QC problems. Like, they must be.
It just sucks because, all of a sudden, just the new 52 line started and everything improved, and now it's just like, here we go with a giant step backwards.
The figures have a lot of articulation in them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. And I think when they start cramming that much articulation in them, they start to get a little QC problem.
And they definitely use a higher density plastic than somebody like, Mattel does. And that could be part of it, too, if it has to do with what you're saying.
It could. I don't know. I did see, because I have Batman, I did see a bunch of Batman ones, but I also saw a bunch of Catwoman pictures where limbs were falling off.
Yeah, I saw a couple. I saw somebody with a Mr. Freeze with the arm broke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know with the little Gotham figures, Harley Quinn one, she was really, really fragile. Like, she's a really tiny figure. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you. You get a figure, and you think it's bigger than it really is. You ever, like, you open up the figure, because in the packaging, it always looks bigger. And you get it out, I don't know. Anyway, they definitely is the case with Harley Quinn. She's really tiny, and her legs are real skinny. She's real fragile.
That's a shame.
To me, that's the design of the figure that makes her so fragile, but the DC animated ones, they're big figures, they're 6-inch figures. I don't know.
This is why sometimes it's better to go with the generic look than it is art-specific.
Yeah.
Because when you get into art-specifics, then you have to somehow try and figure out some, like you said, the points of articulation. How do you figure that into...
Right, the sculpting of the figure.
Yeah, that's one thing that, I liked about the Mattel line. It was very generic.
Well, I am trying to get one of the sculptors from DC Collectibles to come on the show. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we can get him on to tell us how all that works.
I wonder if Jim Fletcher will be our friend still.
I'm not saying anything bad.
Yep.
We're not putting the pictures out there.
Yeah, we're not the ones who are bashing. We feel bad. Yeah. It's just like trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
You know, what happens in that case? I buy a figure from my comic shop and it breaks. What do I do? What's my recourse here? Do I send it to DC Collectibles? Do you know?
I have no idea. I think you're just kind of screwed.
Yeah? I don't know, because if I've ever broken a figure, I just deal with it.
Yeah.
I know some guys have gone out, bought new ones, blah, blah, blah. And I just was curious. It's not like when you buy from a comic shop, it's not like you're taking it to Target.
No.
Another one.
No, because, the problem is most of the comic shops don't have return policies.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, honestly. It's, trying to think back, when I've had figures break, it's been, like, after a couple of years, and I usually just glue it back on or something. But
I just was curious.
I've never had one break immediately, to be honest with you.
Right out of the package.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because they are really, they're sharp figures. They're really sharp.
The only time I've ever had it was, you remember the, from the comic series, The New Frontier?
Yes.
Green Arrow's arrows in his quiver were kind of like fragile.
Yeah.
And that was made of a stiffer plastic, so those broke, but I just kind of, I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Some of them broke, some of them didn't, but, that one, and, the bowl kept breaking, too.
Yeah.
That didn't bother, the rest of them were okay.
Yeah. I can't really think of any figures that I've had a problem with.
Yeah, I'm, like, racking my brain, and I can't.
You know what it is also, when I get like I said earlier, you get a figure out, if I have a problem moving it, I don't like to move it.
Yeah.
Like if it's an elbow joint, okay, it's supposed to move the elbow. But some of the, articulation can be a little sketchy, and if it doesn't move easy, I don't like moving it.
What I usually do is I usually heat it up.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I run a hair dryer.
Yeah.
Or run it under hot water.
Yeah.
Loosen the joints up. If the joint's a little loose, then I'll put some glue, some super glue and move the joint until because you don't want it to settle.
Right.
You keep moving the joint so
it's some tackiness.
Yeah, there's some tackiness, so there's some tension there. So it's usually what I do. I usually don't, but parts just break it off.
That's bad.
Honestly, I'm racking my brain with like the specialty figures and I can't think of a case where I've ever had something like that happen immediately. I mean, after time, sitting in the sun, dust, and all that other elements that, I've had warping.
Yeah.
A lot of warping, especially on female figures. Because, it's some of these sculpts, it's just like the legs are too damn skinny to support the body.
Right.
But I can't think of a case where it's just broken so quickly.
Yeah.
Or I've been like, you know, just bought it, and then a couple days later, I'm like, son of a, you know. I got my brain hair, man. I can't think of a thing.
All right, Brian, well, we're at our mark, so what do you got going on this week?
Well, I am finishing up a couple of reviews that I've been sitting in. Yeah, a Blu-ray copy of Guardians of the Galaxy, thank you, Disney, and a pack of Clark's Mini Mates.
Oh, nice.
And I also am writing my latest opinion piece on how to improve Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I hope you didn't give too much away earlier.
No, but I will. I want to say what the first step is nah, I'll let you guys read it.
That's yeah, don't say it.
I'll let you guys read it. And that'll be up and available at casterscorner.com. How about yourself?
I don't have anything planned at the moment, but I'm sure I'll come up with something. YFNJMan.com, casterscorner.com, and you check out all our old shows on thefanboyfactor.com.
As well as Stitcher and iTunes.
Yep, subscribe.
Subscribe. Do it.
Brian, we're heading into Christmas time.
Yes, we are, sir.
Enjoy your holidays if you have any time off.
You have a great holidays, and to everyone listening, happy holidays from us.
Yes. Brian, what do you do on Christmas? Anything? Do you go Chinese food and movie?
Chinese food and movie? Unfortunately, you know what, the kid now is just like, yeah, for some reason this year there's really no, like, really kid.
No. Movie. You notice that? It's a little...
It's like everything seems to be coming out, like, next year they got the Minions in film, they got Peanuts.
Yeah.
But this year, for some reason, it's like, I don't know, he's 2.5, so I don't know if you could sit through a movie, but it would be nice to have options.
Yeah.
But we're definitely hitting up the Chinese buffet.
Very good.
Yeah, doing our, you know, the typical Jewish New Year. I'll probably be watching one of his films multiple times. Just saw Cars 2 for the umpteenth time today.
Oh, God.
Thank God it's not a bad film.
Yeah.
He really makes me suffer when I have to watch. He's really into the Turtles, and we watch the 80s Turtles because it's the most friendly, and I find it the most painful.
Listen, no matter how good a movie is, when you've seen it 16 million times, it's painful.
Yeah.
Painful.
That it is.
All right, Brian. Well, until I talk to you next time, have a good holiday.
Yes, and... For everyone listening, tune in next week when Jesse and I will be talking about the best and worst of 2014.
Should we announce our award, or do you want to save it?
Let's save that one. But okay.
Yes. Next week we'll have our 2014 best and worst of.
Yes, so you'll get to, unless you haven't heard enough of our bitching, we're going to wrap it up all for you. All
right, man. Have a good one.